Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the legendary Sig Rogich for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers' 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Sig Rogich. Pleasure to have you back in the program.
Nice to be with you, Sam.
All right, so let's start out with the presidential election that we're already well into the game. Mitt Romney looking at potentially a third run. And today's Las Vegas Review Journal, as we tape this, a big story on him talking about Mormonism. What do you think of him running a third time? Is it too much?
Well, I think he's got troubles, really. I mean, first of all, his real strength was raising money last time, as much as anybody. But I think he splits that number now with Jeb Bush. I think they go to the same base. And I've had... oh, gosh, 24 calls from significant donors who contributed to Mitt in the last campaign cycle, who tell me they're going to be with Jeb this time around. So they just don't think that Romney is electable anymore, given the dynamics of what happened in that last campaign.
And what about Jeb Bush? Do you think that Jeb Bush is electable at a time when he would be the third Bush running for president?
Well, I think running against Hillary Clinton kind of is an offset, so I don't think the dynasty issue comes into play. I think he's electable because he's moderate. If he can get through the primary process in a reasonable fashion, I think he's very electable. If he can carry Florida, and let's just say that he has a Kasich on the ticket, for example, and he brings Florida and Ohio, then he's going to win it.
Yeah, it's funny you say this because George Harris was promoting John Kasich earlier in the week here as his choice for presidential candidate. What about the other contenders? Chris Christie, is the bridge thing done him in?
I think that his numbers are bad. If you look at the latest poll numbers, his acceptability is upside down. You know, so he's had a complete reversal. I think those that would like him to run are about 29%, and those that say he shouldn't are like 50%. So I think he's got to overcome that. I'm just not sure he's going to be able to do that. I don't think Rand Paul is going to catch on quick enough, and I think there's it's viewed too fringe on that libertarian side to be acceptable for the masses.
Do you think, though, he's an interesting candidate because he reaches across the aisle in various ways? And that's kind of an interesting technique, that he has not just been on the conservative side, but in certain situations, he's worked to work with Democrats.
Listen, I think he's very capable. Don't get me wrong. I think he's very articulate, very smart, and he plays that card well, but I think it's a little too early for him.
Okay, Marco Rubio.
Too young for him. And I think he has the same voter base that Jeb Bush has, and so especially out of Florida. I just don't think he'll catch on, frankly.
Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz is too extreme, in my opinion.
And last one, Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee's interesting. You know, he's well-liked. He's a heck of a guy. I mean, he's fun to be around. I spend a lot of time with him. You know, I used to be the National Finance Chairman for the Republican Governors Association. I spend a lot of time with Mitt Romney, you know, when he was chairman, almost weekly. And Huckabee was in that play as well. I'm just not sure he's in it with the ability to raise the kind of money you need in these early states.
And isn't his positions on a lot of issues, especially religious issues, problematic?
Probably. I'm guessing as such. But one thing about him, he's sincere about what he says. You know, you can't fault his sincerity, and whether people can accept it all, I'm not sure.
I want to just divert here for a second.
Okay.
Fascinating article in the New York Times Magazine in the last week on Megyn Kelly and her show on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
And her ability, with permission from Roger Ailes, to not necessarily agree with all the Republicans. In fact, she very pointedly attacked Karl Rove when he was claiming that the Republicans, or Romney at least, still had a chance for the presidency. And the point of the article, beyond Megyn Kelly being a superstar, was that for Fox News to continue to grow, they have to expand the base beyond conservatives. They need independents and Democrats to be able to watch the station. Otherwise, they have no growth. Your thoughts on that? Because I think it's fascinating.
Well, that's a good question. You know, I watch her. She's a lawyer by trade, so she has the ability to talk like she's in a courtroom. She's very smart. She's kind of in your face. And I think Karl Rove has been wrong on a lot of things, you know, on that, especially in the last predictable outcomes of the presidential election, particularly Florida, Virginia, and Ohio. He called all those states wrong. And so that he's had to live with that. He's extraordinarily bright, though, don't get me wrong. I think Fox does have to expand its base, no question about it. I think they've lost a little market share of late, and there's some concerns about that, from what I understand anyway. And I see the other competitors, you know, the CNBCs of the world, they have to get their act together as well. CNN is trying to broaden its base a little bit, I noticed. They've got some conservative components going in there. So that's the way the world works. That's the TV business.
I got to tell you, I was watching CNN the other night when the big snowstorm was coming. And, boy, it was amateurish at night. I don't know about what they were doing during the day, but it was amateurish at night. Let's take a break. More with Sig Rogich when
okay.
we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich, an advisor to both President Bush's, also to Ronald Reagan, and a board member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean,
that's the best of
it all.
You've
got it all, my friend. All right, so let's talk about Harry Reid.
Yes.
His election is coming up. He says he's going to do it. And you know Harry, you know, he is a boxer, and he speaks and acts like a boxer. He doesn't care who's going to come at him. He's going to go for it. Last time around, because of Sharon Angle being the Republican candidate, you headed up Republicans for Reid. Mm-hmm. And you made an amazing case for Harry Reid, speaking as a Republican, but the power at the time of the majority leader slash minority leader has for the state of Nevada. How do you feel going into this next election cycle?
It's funny, you know, the issue I made then that was most important was water. You know, we were fighting with Colorado and Utah and Arizona, New Mexico, California, and then the country of Mexico. They're part of the Colorado Compact. And the issues haven't changed in that regard. Who do you want at the table is an important factor. And now I see Colorado is going to keep their share of the Colorado River, which is going to set a new dynamic in play here among states. And I thought that Harry Reid, if he protected us on the issue of water and did nothing else, then he'd earned his place in Nevada history. It's kind of coming down to that. I don't know if he's going to run or not. He says he is. I've known him for 40-plus years, and he's tireless, and he's a fighter. You know, he would cross the Mojave Desert without water if it meant getting to the other side and winning. So you have to just watch him in play. This accident, I think, was more serious than people realize. But it seems like he's overcoming it. I understand yesterday he was exercising. So he's trying to get back in shape again.
It always cracks me up when people say, well, he seems so frail. He's not frail at all. He's fit.
Oh, no, he's very fit. You know, he appears that way a little bit, you know, frail, but he's not. He's in good shape. He's an athlete, really, at heart. So I don't agree with a lot of his politics, but I like him as a man. I've known him all my life, and he's a friend.
If you take Brian Sandoval out of the mix, who do you see as a Republican contender that's a serious contender against Harry Reid?
I haven't thought about it. You know, I think in today's world with instant media communication, social media, it creates candidates. So I don't think you have to be someone who's run and lost and has built a track record and all those kinds of things. Newcomers are winning a lot of races if you look around the country.
All right, but you're looking at what? 30 to 50 million bucks on either side in this?
Easily. Probably more than that.
And the biggest problem for Sharon Angle and for anybody else that does not have a machine is that you get out of the primary, and we presume there's going to be a primary, you're beaten and bloody, and then you have to put together essentially a national organization overnight. And it took Sharon Angle 6 weeks to get the piece in place that she had. By that time, she'd been destroyed by the Reid machine.
Well, Sharon Angle was an anomaly. I mean, you know.
But could Sue Loudon have done any better? Danny Tarkanian? I mean, they would have all been faced with the same situation, going from raising money to run in a primary to putting on a $30 million at that time national campaign.
I'm sure that there probably would have been opportunities for them to a greater degree than Sharon Angle. I think they were more acceptable. Sharon's such a far-out candidate, you know, and says things that are just not acceptable with mainstream America. And it didn't just start in that campaign, you know. It started in the legislature, and it moved beyond. And so she had to live with a lot of those things that she did. And then she was her own worst enemy. But I think it's too early to speculate. You know, a lot of things are going to depend on the economy at the time, where we are as a nation, if we're at war again, potentially, with ISIS. I think those days are coming to a head here. We're going to have to Fisher cut bait in certain areas, and I think that whole the whole essence of world diplomacy and foreign affairs is now becoming a bigger a factor than we ever have seen it in the past.
All right. And we're going to have the Israeli consul general on next week, so we'll be talking to him about some of those issues. But when you look at this, I mean, it just seems to me very difficult for somebody that isn't a major figure in Nevada currently to have that ability to raise the money, to get people behind him, to be able to put a fight. And plus, the Democrats are sitting there licking their wounds. I mean, all the people that thought it wasn't necessary to come out and vote are suddenly looking at a Republican assembly, a Republican House, and or Senate, rather, and, you know, on a national level as well. Aren't they going to come roaring back in 2016 just in time for Harry Reid?
Well, you're certainly going to see a greater, you know, it'll be a presidential election year, and the numbers are always higher in that regard, and that's what's going to happen here. Labor will vote in extraordinary numbers. You know, I think this session, the legislature is going to put labor in a position they've never seen in the last 25 or 30 years, because I think coupling a lot of things will probably eliminate collective bargaining and some of the things that are near and dear. And so they'll want to redeem themselves if they can and try to find and put people on the ground to come back and change those laws once again. And that's going to enhance the turnout model. So that helps people like Harry Reid. You know, those people are 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 going to vote for him. But in order for Harry Reid to win in this state, he needs about 15% of the Republican vote, you know, and he's always been able to enjoy that kind of number. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in that regard.
And what percentage of the Hispanic vote?
You know, I don't know the exact percentage, but he's going to get the bigger percentage for sure. And, of course, then it's a reflection of turnout model. You know, are they going to get to the polls and vote, you know, accordingly with their mass numbers?
And with Jorge Ramos fighting for immigration on every front against the Republicans, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Let's take a break. We'll with Sig Rogich when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Get the most out of your TV experience with UVerse from AT&T. Call now to switch to UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. And keep that same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life. Take your viewing experience to the next level with the amazing digital picture from UVerse. An upgrade to get over 210 HD channels. That's more than cable. Plus, the UVerse TV network is over 99% reliable, so you can depend on your TV service. Get UVerse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. And keep that same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Call an AT&T expert now to switch. Enjoy an incredible TV experience with an amazing picture. All for the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. You want it? UVerse has it. It's entertainment inspired by you. Only from AT&T.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sig Rogich, president of Rogich Communications. You just picked up on something in the break there, so I want to carry on with it. You were talking about your thoughts on President Obama.
Well, I mean, I don't, it's too early to tell. You know, I want to give him every benefit of every doubt. He's got two more years in his administration. But the White House seems to do things that are just hard to comprehend. Yesterday, they said that Al-Qaeda was not a terrorist organization. I mean, this is a group of people that went in and slaughtered 132 children in a schoolhouse. I just think that the president is so out of touch with the essence of what the problems are around the world and domestically that it's almost like a reactionary White House. There's not ever really a proactive component. They talked about eliminating the tax opportunities with, what is it, 529s, you know, for and then they reversed themselves, you know, 2 days later. He gave it in the State of the Union address, made it one of the hallmarks of his address, and 2 days later said, well, we're not going to ask for it right now. I mean, those that tells me that there's no political thought process going into what he has to say and how he has to present it coming from the White House. I know when I worked in the White House, we spent 7 days a week, 15-hour days, scrubbing every bit and piece of language that the president would provide to this nation or to the world, and because people hang on every word. That's the epicenter of the universe, I used to call it, and the whole world watches. And I think that speech, all the articulation is still there, the eloquence is still there, the substantive part of it loses it.
All right, let's change topics and come back to Nevada here and talk about the governor's state of the state and his proposals for new taxes here. Your thoughts on that? Do you agree with the governor in his thought process?
I agree in good part. I think one thing about this governor that I've noticed more than any other governor, perhaps, that I've worked with is how deeply thoughtful he is about it. I mean, he puts a lot of thought process into what he has to say and how he wants to do it. He's not a knee-jerk person. You know, he is one who says, well, that's a good idea, and let me think about it. And so I respect that a lot. Listen, this is a tough time because people who vote in favor of what he would like to see happen, essentially or potentially or theoretically anyway, are saying, well, we just had a big vote on this in the state, and 80% of the people in Nevada said they didn't want this kind of tax, and now this is theoretically the same kind of tax. And so when the election cycles roll around, people that are in this business are going to use that against them. And that's a heavy load to bear. But I think he'll be successful because I think there'll be a lot of coupling. I think that the near and dear issues to Republicans, such as changing the essence of a lot of the labor laws here that are crippling cities and municipalities and the county and the state, for that matter, will come into play as part of this package. So it'll be that kind of a legislative session, in my opinion.
Well, wasn't it ironic, though, that, you know, a lot of money was spent by business to kill the tax and added into that the AFL-CIO, the culinary. So the only people left supporting that tax at that rate were the teachers. But in fact, AFL-CIO would have supported it at a much lower rate. And this is what the governor turned around and did was propose a similar tax, but at a much lower rate. And you're a huge supporter of education in this state.
I am.
So, I mean, I have no doubts that you're not unhappy to see that kind of money going towards education.
Listen, we have to have more money for education here. I mean, if we did nothing else but build new schools so that kids can go to a school and not be shoved into a classroom that's 60 years old. One of my pet peeves, I'm chairman of the foundation for the academic foundation here for the school district. I have been for 15-plus years. We have a school in at Nellis Air Force Base. It's, 65 years old. It's cold in the winter, and it's hot in the summer. And it's got asbestos loaded around it. And it sits in the heart of one of the largest bases in the United States, and we can't fix it. That's outrageous. The only thing that keeps that school doing as well as it does are the teachers and the principal. And they need to have good working conditions if they're going to do their job. It's one thing to talk about accountability, and I deeply believe in it, but you have to give them good working conditions to do their job accordingly.
And for kids to learn. I want to change to one last topic here. We've got about a minute left. Is you represent Genting in Nevada, and what are we looking at as far as this property actually going vertical?
Well, they're going to do it. A lot of things got in the way. You know, the Malaysian airline disasters, and that's where their home base is, you know, and that became a government issue, and they're one of the largest players in that country. The devaluation of the Malaysian currency changed the budget. The issues in New York in terms of new licenses being on board took 6 and 9 months of all the executive team. Some left after that. But their commitment is here. We helped bring them here, as you probably know. And I think that you'll probably see some announcements shortly that are very positive for this community.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Sig Rogich, always a pleasure to have you on the program,
sir. Nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I got online and started shopping for my car that I wanted. So I went down on Friday after I got off work. Really easy, filled everything out there. It took me about 5 minutes, and it was done.
Smoke, fire, or water damage is a devastating experience. North American Restoration Dry Cleaners, NARD, should be your first choice for clothing and textile restoration. Bobby Pages, our Northern Nevada member, understands and applies our high-achieving standards in cleaning techniques and service required for emergency textile restoration. For service in Northern Nevada and surrounding communities, call or visit us on the web at bobbypages.com. Bobby Pages Restoration, a gentle approach to a sensitive situation.
Hi, I'm Scott Kipper, Nevada Commissioner of Insurance. When should you reach out to the Nevada Division of Insurance? Maybe you were in an auto accident and you have questions about the claims process. Maybe you've been in the hospital and you want a second opinion on what your health insurance says about those medical bills. Or maybe you've had some legal trouble and now you have questions about bail bonds. No matter what insurance issue you may be facing, we are your advocate. The Nevada Division of Insurance. Talk to us. We're here to help.
This score update brought to you by Pro Spinal.
Back pain has taken a significant lead over you.
That's right. Your back brought on serious pain in the first three quarters. You've shown a resistance to epidurals, physical therapy, even pain meds.
The pain has been so strong, it's completely shutting down your game.
Looks like the only play you have left is Pro Spinal. How much time is left on your clock? Ready for a comeback? Pro Spinal believes you can make one and will help get you back in the game.
Come see why Fallon Auto Mall was voted Nevada's number one Ford dealer in 2013 and the number one Toyota dealer in 2014. Fallon Auto Mall, a different way of doing business.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show at iTunes for free. On our next broadcast, the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Howard Stutz. We'll see you then.